Being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize is a remarkable achievement in anyone's life, but for this year's recipient, simply trying to get to the award ceremony was quite an extraordinary feat as well. Maria Corina Machado had been in hiding for more than a year, ever since her opposition party defeated President Nicolas Maduro in last year's elections, which were widely deemed as fraudulent. NPR's Kerry Khan spoke with the man who helped the new Nobel laureate slip out of her native Venezuela.
Brian Stern is a bearded, husky guy who says his team of U.S. military veterans has rescued hundreds from many tight jams. But getting Maria Corina Machado out of Venezuela was particularly tough.
She's the second most popular person in the Western Hemisphere after Maduro. So because of that signature, that's what made this operation very hard.
Stern's Grey Bull Rescue Foundation had only a week to plan Machado's escape to Oslo. They decided land extraction wouldn't work. Too many checkpoints where she might be recognized, so they chose to travel by sea.
I didn't want a big giant boat with a lot of big engines that can go real fast and cut through the waves, because that's what the narcos use, and the U.S. military likes to blow them up.
The U.S. has amassed a large military presence off the waters of Venezuela, striking alleged narco traffickers, nearly two dozen boats, killing at least 87 people. Stern wouldn't go into much detail, but said he was in contact with U.S. officials who knew they were out there. Unfortunately, he says Machado's boat didn't show up at the previously arranged coordinates.
We're supposed to meet in the middle, but when that couldn't happen, we pivoted and we went to them.
In the pitch dark night, huge waves knocking them about and only flashlights to guide them, Stern says the situation was tense. Even as they got closer, neither could tell exactly who was on each other's boats.
Right? I could be Maduro guys. I could be cartel guys. I could be U.S. military, it could be anything, really. So everyone's very skittish about approaching each other in the dead of night at sea in 10-foot waves. You know, this is scary stuff.
Once in earshot, they called out to each other. "It's me, Maria," she said. Stern was relieved, and he says starstruck. He's followed her struggle for democratic change in Venezuela for years. He hauled her out of her boat and into his, and he says with the wind at their backs, the ride to the Caribbean island he declined to disclose was much easier. A private plane was waiting to take her to Oslo. Stern says Machado is tough. Tougher, he says, than the crusty military vets along for that tense, high-seas boat ride out of Venezuela.
Now, we're all bitching and moaning, and it's cold, it's wet, we're hungry, we're tired, it's dark. She didn't complain once.
He says he always thought she was dubbed the Iron Lady of Venezuela because of her solid convictions. But he laughs, she's gnarly. Pretty awesome. Kerry Khan, NPR News.